too closely by. Verse 27. So he went to where he's a publican, named Levi, sitting at the priest, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. So there's one of those examples where somebody goes to follow me, right? And Levi made a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and others that sat out with him. But there's sit there and copy the Bible. Very well educated, very high in religious hierarchy. Okay. Alright. So, it goes on and says this, that Jesus says to them, they that are holy, how can this be the same thing? And then the same statement, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. They compare themselves to somebody who does worse than they do. They'll say, well, look at my sister. Oh, she's, you know, look at my, you know, look at my neighbor. And it's something you wouldn't do. Well, pat yourself on the back. You wouldn't do that. Chances are you do the same thing. And they can look at you. Everybody lifts each other up. So many churches get established in America. And what they do, some of them say, I'm going to Cuba. We're going to have You know, I make the statement over and over and over again how that rare thing in the fundamentals is a pastor pastoring his own time. The last day of the meeting, Bob DeWitt just took me aside and said, "You, did you believe that?" But I said, "Bob, open your eyes. Go around and look." And then he nodded. You can see that he kind of thought about it, that it really is a very, very thing. But it scares you. Where are these people coming? What is that? You know, one of the hard things has been a meltdown at Grace Mike in Shale. And there's been a meltdown, and it's hard to put it on any one source, etc. But it's been a meltdown. Or think of a bunch of homing pigeons before Rock in the middle of the alphabet in the air. It's amazing. Amazing to me whether they fly around when they're looking. I would hope that for a long time, if there was a little of you folks, you'd be looking somewhere with the wonder of God and the God. You know, if a missionary could just come in here and say, "I'm going to know the land, teach word of God." Boy, I just say, but they don't know. Make prayers, and likewise, the disciples of Pharisees, the times of is that because John's disciples of three? That's because the Pharisees' disciples of three? No, but when you see Jesus Christ's disciples, what are they doing? They're eating and drinking, they're carrying on, they're having a good time. You see the Pharisees' disciples, it's like a big point. John's disciples, John was with you. Jesus Christ exists in these times right here. That's a bell. Don't make a huge show out of that. Exactly. But his answer to that, and he said to them, "Can you make the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them?" And so he's comparing himself. One of those things that is that when people pass, you go to a wedding and they sit there and no, they're wedding. They're happy and they're eating, and you might pass maybe before the wedding. You might pass, you know, during their pursuit. Right? You know what they did during the wedding, that is time to do it. And so he goes into this. And it's just the idea. Mary up in the New Jerusalem. Verse 35, "But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and shall they pass." Now again, the problem. Verse 36, "And he spake also a parable unto them, no man put any of them of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise then both the new naked here for sure. In fact, I think he preached it here. I'm here. those days that you made clothes out of primary materials. You made a lot of wax, you made a lot of wool, you made a lot of leather. You know what happens? You wash them. And, so if you took an old garment, it's already done all the shrinking, and then you take a piece of cloth, a new garment, that's going on, that new garment's going to have to shrink. That patch is going to have to shrink. So, pretty soon it's going to start shrinking with the building. That hair, that wool. You don't do it. So it's one of those things he's talking about, I'm bringing you something new. We're not going to do it. And we're changing things up. It really, this is a gift. Then verse 37, no man put a new wine in old bottles. I mean, the bottles they were made of glass, made of leather, made of irons, and such. And when you put grape juice into those, what happens? It ferments. Alright? Again, our ability to stop grape juice fermenting is start to leaking again. That's the next one. I'll stop grape juice. Until that time, you didn't have a choice. You brew grapes, you're going to be drinking for this stuff here. If you press apples, say cider, you'll have your hot 3-4 days, that's all good to it. You know, the fire boy, you know, like this stuff, put in there, you get that shit low. I don't know the answer. I don't know what God's purpose here is for. I don't know. Okay. But the thing is, when you put that into that bottle, and then when that fermenting process going on, you put on that hot, changing bottle, that bottle is going to stretch and swell the bottle. If you've ever watched things, you know, hanging on the stretch. Well, once it's stretched off, yes, if you go ahead and put more stuff in there, there's no stretch. So again, there's that parable. Now we know we're going to tell you it's time to stop. Verse 38, but new wine must be put in the new bottle. No man also having old wine straightway, I have new. For he's saying the old is better. Chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went to the cornfield. By the way, we think of corn as what we have standing and picking. Corn is technical for the wheat of any wheat, of any, that as any plant, you know, grow or something, you can make bread out of it. Aren't you make bread out of it? So, did they have corn in the set of American Indian population? Okay. They're going out there, there's corn here. you're walking by and you grab an apple off that tree and you eat that apple, that man is just, and you are just the apple. That's what ought to happen. I remember when I was in the hunt, and I used to hang with some farmers, and I went to the actually one but the thing is, one of them was asking me about welfare, and I pointed to the email. But the thing is, I'm going to be here for it. There were rules about how crops can be used. They're not breaking any rules that the field is in. What they're doing is they weren't allowed to do that on the natural. And the bears are crazy. Go ahead.
As you mentioned, the distance that I was having in where my sister was in Canada, I was quite a
no, the point is, if you were in another man's feet, as you're walking along, you are not using it, that you need it for the bull. You are not allowed to leave this field. Only once you wait for your thing.
I mean, yeah, how does it look like?
That was on the Sabbath or anything. It would be like Montgomery's inviting you over. Only the priests were allowed to eat. Alright, so we're in Luke chapter 6. And but only the priests were allowed to eat that. So here's David's men, the priests. And David says, well, it is after a manner of common and preaching well, 3 years, there's a fight, 3 days. Just keep in mind, those days, man, in relation to the fight, 3 days. That's why the book of Hebrews says, marriage. Five, that's 16:16 says this. The law and the prophets were until John. That's John the Baptist. Since that time, the kingdom of God was preached. Every man is Christ. So, if you were to try to find out, this is the time of the law and it's not at the cross. It's not at Pentecost. It's not at Jesus. Well, John the Apostle. John the Apostle. There were two. Is there more than one, Randy?
I'm just checking as far as the actual.
Right. There are two Johns.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So, the thing is here, it talks about, there comes a point where God is being seen the law. One of the reasons John the Baptist and people on baptized, we look at it. But things have changed. One of the points, and Pastor Tom, for example, on Saturday morning asked me a question. I gave him a short answer. And then it bothered me because I was giving him a short answer. So I brought him over here because he slept at our house and we waited for the hospital to get in this room. And I actually spent a couple hours sitting down because this is the man who we've been working. Right now, those doors are open. They're not coming. I'm telling you, those doors are coming. It's coming. And, you know, Stephen told me stories. The jets he works on there in his Air Force base, where he just got out, I've seen jets he's bought by the other. They would take off. Stephen would work on them. They would fly off. He'd kill people and come back. So, the thing is, they're not like jets. You know how they're getting their parts from the jets right now? They're cannibalizing off the old jets. They're having to go about making the parts off the jets. It's not to make it big and work for that. There's no question. In other words, our federal government spends money that it's never spent before. Sam was scheduled to go for a 2-week training trip to Wisconsin to hire units to get ready. Found out today that there's trouble. Okay. So, and the Russians, the Chinese, they know what we're sitting here. And God is angry with us. God has sent us to stop it. We have not taken the lesson. We just know it. How wonderful it is. But the thing is, the next step, you just mark that down. It's the next step. And the world's going to get divided. It's going to be war. It's not going to be free. And places like Burma are going to be put off. Places like Vietnam are going to be put off. And when I go to Vietnam, and I really have great support, as we all have, to be that question. Because in that 2 hours, I got the vision of peace again. I was going because the word changed. And, but what I saw clearly what I had to teach. I get there. Doors are going to close. So when I caught Pastor Paul, it was this idea of how to understand time in life. There are transition times. There came a time when Debbie and David, for example, became engaged. That was a transition period of time. It is not the same today. It was not the same before. It was a unique period of time in their life. But all the rules on the shared mind, on the shared body, on the shared shoulders, all those things, in a unique period of time, they will never go back. It would be foolish for Josiah, for example, to study that period of time and come out with the marriage. Okay? They know you won't run your marriage by that period. Yet there are churches try to run themselves off the transition period of time between John the Baptist and Pentecost. Okay? And they try to take those rules and make that how we run the church. Okay? Baptism, you know, you get saved, and all these things, they try to put that in. You can't do that. Okay? That's a unique transition period of time. talk about Jerusalem, says her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the Gentiles. The law is no. Her prophets also find no vision. When did the law start? Well, the Daniel tells you, only fourth of the commandments of the law. Okay? Under the side of the prince. Okay? That's Daniel 9, 5, 8. So, you have a unique period of time here. God is telling you what? He's not even telling you time. And it's a unique period of time. You have that same thing going on. The law is no more. So his guys understand. They're out there eating this. They're with the Lord himself. But the Pharisees don't get it. All right, let's go back to Luke chapter 2. Daniel chapter 9, 425, about going forth and build the law. That's when it came out. That's when the king gives the commandment to Nehemiah to build the wall. And starts the plot. Yeah. Yeah, the prophets are much out. Okay. They're not giving the prophets. Yeah. You get that, Debbie? Alright, so the thing is, no doubt he says this, verse 3, in chapter 6, verse 3, and Jesus answering them said, have you not read so much as David did, when himself was an hungry, and made it for witness, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat children, and gave also the master with him, which is not offered to him, but his priest alone. And he said unto them, Lord also that uses that same analogy there. Say, look, Abraham, that life, Abraham, me, man, and then he tells them, look, I, you know, basically, what he's the Lord of that. Yes, can he? No, hungry, when he was in hunger, he was hungry. When David was hungry, what do you do when you're hungry? Alright, if it's morning, you just go get some cereal or something, get some breakfast. Right? So that's what you do. You're hungry. And when David was in hunger, okay, he went and got food. That's what it's saying. Alright, that's not a generous thing. They're proper. You did it well. Alright. Alright, verse 6. And it came to pass also when another said that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he healed on the Sabbath day, they might find an accusation against him. You go back in the law, and you can't find any person can't heal. This is something the Pharisees want to do. Now, to give you an idea how a Pharisee is God, there was a rabbi that I called Rabbi. And he went so far as to say that if you can give him that hand and bleed his hand, that's free. And, you know, in other words, they're going ultra far. The Jews today, for example, keep super refrigerators. They will not eat dairy food and meat at the same time. Go search your Bible inside out. You can't find that anymore. Here's where it comes from. You are not allowed to sleep with a kid in his mother's belly. Right? In other words, mother kid, young baby don't need a text file. But the Lord has given him. Anybody's ever raised him? Understand? The woman is not a child. If you took off, because there can be a certain man. That is the problem. You're going to treat him. The Lord just said, there's something about the Lord and his character that don't take and go milk an animal. And he has to watch it. You might come up with to help you keep good Bible study. I have rules. Mr. Van and I have rules that are cool. That we have instituted to keep good Bible study. They're our rules. For us, for me to get to pulpit and make the rules for you isn't going to work. If you're having trouble keeping certain Bible rules, why not watch? And you might come up with your own work better for your house. Okay. But they are our rules. They're not God. I think God blesses them. I think God blesses them. You can't do it on your own. The bell family has rules different than the Montgomery family. They're bell. Those are Montgomery. It's up to David's bell. That is holy. Set those. And things you might not know. But if you ever make your rules, they're even more important than anything else. You actually have to watch that. Right? And I'll tell you this right now. Those of you who are raising children, those like to know about that. The key to your children turning out right isn't rules in your house. It is your communication with them and your ability to be fine communicational for them to understand why you do your work. For them to Jim and Sam have always been able to prophesy. John Mark and Steve have always been able to prophesy and discuss who's smoking dope, who's, you know, out there, going out with women in the bathroom and such, and who's doing it. I never know. I'm not going to call this whole business going on that, but I'm not going to do that. Pick up the lines of communication. That's privileged communication. Now, if it's something where, but I've never had a big instead, we just discussed it. We go over that, and I began to tell them when I was young, here's what you watch. What happens? You watch this, happen that. For the most part, they watch that. You saw it happen. And then understood why our rules are so. Then Sam, 18, 19 years old, respectively, 19, 20 years old, you. But the thing is, they're out there in the real world. They know what I'm always doing with them. They know what I really want to do. And most children, homeschooled, most children said they're Christian. Most children raised to say they're go out there like hell. And they're very well. Understanding what you're doing and you train them about the world. I put my children in the world one by one. And we can debrief about this. And we can talk about this. And we can live and go through that. Okay? And some of the other people, if their children are home, they're all the way set up in the real world. They don't. And if it all blows up, they're going to find it all blown out. And you gotta figure that thing out yourself. And figure out what to do. But it goes back to this thing again. These Pharisees had made a rule that you can't find the mic. We had an incident until 4 or 5 years ago where Moses Shanklin walked down the pew. Okay? Was that wise? I don't know whether it was wise, but there were people who found that it's lost. And one of the women, I know her child was homeschooled. I wonder why she'll give her child, but she'll give her adult. But the thing is, it's not a sign. He looks like that. I'll stand and raise it. God, here we tell you that. How many times have you seen me get up and down to you and your attention to go to the world? And you know what? That's a pretty good one. But if I tried to do it to make it, it would bring it up. It's a motivation. Goes on and says this, commandment, stretch forth thy hand outward and out there. And it never meant it. You'll have people answer the question, or Bible says it doesn't seem to have God. Well, how can you see after God? You get your out of power there. It's never there before. So you hear the commandment to seek God. Verse 11, and they were filled with madness. In other words, their thoughts aren't even rational. And they're not even rational thoughts. And, you know, when you get angry, there's people who have that happen. But to be angry is good enough. Do you realize these times it's simple not to be angry? Just like this. Isn't it great? That's right. Anybody who wasn't angry after Pearl Harbor was defeated. Anybody who wasn't angry after 9/11 was defeated. But you don't want to be filled with that. You want to think logically. Again, you'll notice when you're killed, most effective is when you look at it, you're angry at what you're doing, very slow. Alright? And just say, you're not just walking there, punching in, out of your mind, whatever else. That, they can use that, right? They love that confusion. They dwell in that confusion. But it's that absolute cloud goal. You're doing this. And is it, Ezra? It's so empowering. It's so beautiful. Oh, you're doing this. And they see that. They realize that. And you just handle it that way. You're angry. I still do that. You don't understand how pure it is. That's pure of himself.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, and some part of the where they put this take your hand. Come to Jesus, take all this guy down. I'm like, pray hard. Rather than not.
He had the right to do it. He had the law behind him. He can't do it. It also says he needs nothing. He needs nothing. Okay? He is the apostle Paul says that if we be beside ourselves, on the law. Tuesday night, and over 80 people, there's a second largest crowd. And over 80 people, and you know, it got open up here, we sing that music. We were singing, whoops. And who am I? We got to put it in the chat. And you know, when people sing it, they do it. And such. And it got hot. And folks were sitting here. But there was somebody sitting there. And I was going to. And because and they see no place. You know what the Apostle Paul said? We'd be beside ourselves. Okay? Now, I've seen people beside
themselves.
Where you're so excited and stuff's going on that you're actually working with somebody and raising your hand. I got seen in a victory. What's that? All right. Be your preparation. All right. So here, when they're mad, they get angry. They're mad. Okay? And that's what you don't. And they commune with one another what they might do to Jesus. Verse 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out pray and give you all money. And again, this is like you're going to find and talk about how much Jesus Christ uses a prayer to make you. because he's a man. He's a combination. Okay? And as that combination, that's a combination. For example, it says, God of Israel, he was slumbered for a year. Yet if I, Jesus Christ, I will come for a year. Okay? Weary. Right. He didn't tempt them with sin.
Right.
He didn't tempt them with evil. And he clearly didn't love. And this Sam brings up a good point. You're going to have people say, well, why are you needlessly provoking these people to touch? Can't we all just get along the next day? Really, couldn't Jesus have come back the day after the Sabbath? This guy's waiting all night for him to come back the next day. Not provoke the Pharisees. No, there's a point. The point is the Pharisees are dead wrong. As well, who they are. They really are, and they don't see it. They set rules on top of rules. Now they're rules. I saw a joke about a kid. You know, today you go into the store and you buy something. You get involved playing with it. But Jim and I, this woman put a sweater down on the floor like that. And on the other side, she shot the boy in the underwear. And he said, yeah, he said, when you went in the sweater, I just took it out. As we're all in church, it's our movie. Like, the Lord just, he's out. You know, and you just put out one special, got all the and yet I'm saying, well, it says you need to have but you just have to ask. One of the things that I tell my elders, I am not upset with a different standard. I'm upset with someone who doesn't have standards. Now, our two sets. Tiny Brown says to me, well, we don't have dress pants. It'll be like your phone. There you go. You have dress pants. And the thing is, perfection. The era is not.
Years ago, my father gave me a comparison. Crazy. I hate it. I know. Figure your child is like a single partner. You're trying to hold him. You're tight, but not too fast. All that. That's just even so perfect.
That's it. That's very good. I'm ready to run. Well, you know, those of us who know your words. So he goes out and out to pray, and when it was day, he called on him, like, and of them he chose 12, he also named apostles. The point is this, he is about to name 12 of the most important men of his. What did he do? He just spent a night in prayer. I forget whether it was Wednesday, Thursday, I can't remember which day, but somewhere in a conversation, out of and wasn't it? No one got any. You could just see everybody left odd enough. And it bothered me a lot. And I spent the entire afternoon walking up and down, praying. Not Thursday. I just spent the time. I just went out there and I prayed. You know what? Thursday, we had a
poor little woman who was out there and so when he comes back down, and then here's who he came, Simon, he also named Peter, okay? They called Simon Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who was also the traitor. Tell you what, if you ever want to get a hold of us, we'll update it and give you a fine stuff in front of John Wesley had three of their brothers, two of them very famous, John and Charles. There was another one, too. He had a couple of sisters married to preachers. Someone asked, how does one woman have to be three men to die? How does that care? I didn't know what it was. And so he asked his mother, which she explained how she raised children. For years, every family had Lady Priscilla Wesley, who was her raising children. Yeah. Susanna Wesley, that's right. In fact, I talked about this. Susanna Wesley ruled for raising children. They all had them. The song, Old Susanna, okay. Very good. You know, Brother Knickerbocker's mother raised four boys. Three of them actively in the ministry, and one of them. And so he had two of them. She wrote a little book, and her sons, he had. And about how to raise children. You know, it's just like cat. In fact, if you're a mother, the hardest thing is cat on the air. I'll tell you how I did, and it was this. If it's just to get the other kid in trouble, okay, then I'm going to punish the cat. But if you won't go with the top cat, but let's say something really is. Then I go out there and I stop behaving. No child should get punished because of another child. There are times children okay, this is going on. They need help. Don't make it bitter for those children. You go out there, you stop behaving. Okay? You just go out. if they need it for safety's sake. Okay. All right, you know, Timothy's laying in the middle of the road. Don't be late in the middle of the road. All right? And that's really not standing in the safety's sake. At that point, we're not going to do this. But it's over the middle of the road. All right? And what just happened in Jeremiah 39 has altered. They have sacked the city. The Babylonians owned the whole thing. Alright? Jeremiah 39:7. Now when all the captains, of course, which were in the field, even they and their men heard the king of Babylon. What I want is 40. So almost everybody's been taken to captivity.
About a family that came from Lebanon.
Something is they came from Lebanon.
Today, 30 years later, that man bought the house, he owns the whole thing, he owns supermarket chain, everything else. What did he have? He had what no one else wanted. He had his ability. He had his ability to supply and labor more than me. He had his ability to get out at 3 o'clock. For yours and the kingdom of God. The greatest welfare gift ever given there's never been a greater gift for us. The day that this country wants to shut up over the world. 21. Blessed are you that hunger now. He shall be filled. Blessed be the king of God. Father, I do thank you, chance to be here. I do thank you for the study we did. And I do pray that I may be there. I pray that you would have made a difference in our people. When our time stops,